We've been doing a lot of laughing, which is good for a comedy show and a comedy CD, but what we haven't done is a lot of thinking, and I'd like to do that now. I've written some haikus. Haikus are Japanese poems consisting of 17 syllables, three lines, 5, 7, 5, and I find them to have a certain philosophical construct. There's a certain soundness in their simplicity, a clearness in their cogency, if you will. So hopefully what we'll do right now is read these haikus, think for a bit, and then when we go back to the, you know, the jokes and the laughing, they will have benefited from the time you took to think. So I guess you just sit back and indulge me and think for a bit, and then we'll go back to the jokes. Could I get some blue light to set the mood? Perfect. For those of you listening on CD, the lights didn't change, which made it funny. I saw a rainbow on the day my grandma died. Fucking lesbian. For 15 cents a day, you can feed an African. They eat pennies. Old people's skin sags because it is being pulled towards the underworld. Do unto others as you would have them do to you, said the rapist. My aunt used to say, slow and steady wins the race. She died in a fire. Even if he is your friend, never, ever call an Asian person. And finally, Bono, if you want to help poor people, sell your tinted shades, you cunt. Thank you. This next piece is called Sonnet 155, or if Shakespeare had written a porn, it goes like this. I saw the morning dew betwixt thine thighs as I removed my source of Grecian power, as if King Midas dared to touch the skies, upon thy body fell a golden shower. Thy body's temples, two church bells had rung, upon thy chest a row of pearls bestowed, the sun had set, thy set with weary hung. I thought, how black a night, and blue a load. I said, what light through yonder beaver breaks, it is the yeast. And now my belly's yellow, my pole gives cause to storms and earthy quakes, but 'tis not massive, I am no Othello. And when that final moment came to pass, like Christ I came, a-riding on an ass. Thank you very much. William Shakespeare was a verbal contortionist. He could bend his words in the way a contortionist bends his frame, and I would hope that he could with a name like William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare, some of you seem lost. Look, say your name was Robert Frost and you couldn't write, that would suck. Well, I guess you could always go as Bobby Frost and own an ice cream truck. He was balanced like a simile and could stack metaphor 5, 6 at a time and rhyme into the very last line of a soliloquy, which finally said outright with the previous 77 we're only hinting at. He had puns and quips and tons of trips of sons with ships with nuns with hips and buns and lips, but I have something that Shakespeare never had. Penicillin. See, it hadn't been invented yet. Back then, they only had quillicillin. Hey, it's not that hard, Bard. I'm sorry, I got a bone to pick with you, William. So if you could just listen up here and listen to this theater queer's theater query here and maybe act like a real artist for once in your life, say Van Gogh, and lend me your ear. You're not a writer. You're a writer like fucking Hulk Hogan's a street fighter. You write these dramas, you accumulate your wealth, you hold nature as twere a mirror of yourself. Just because you're messed up doesn't mean we are too. Just because you want to bang your mom doesn't mean the Danish princes do what? Who? Yeah, Hamlet, Shakespeare. Yeah, that's right, the young prince whose father died at the hands of his uncle with whom his mother lied. Sound familiar? It's the fucking Lion King. You stole from a Disney movie, you androgynous douche. What's next? The story of a French king on a quest to find his lost son, Nemo. Oh, and by the way, poetic talent is really easy to fake when thy sentences doth no fucking sense make. To be or not to be. That is the question, whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them to die. To sleep no more, and by sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep. To sleep, perchance to dream, aye, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. Like, what? This next song's about quantum mechanics. This next song... I was raised very well, like a field of corn. You know, I was also raised very Christian, like the children of the corn. Christians get angry at me because I say things like, why the long nose, Pope Pinocchio? They think I'll go to hell. The truth is, I've been to Christian hell, and I actually wrote a song about it. Hitler was there, and so were all the Jews, yeah, so it got a little awkward.